As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, August the 7th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, certainly that, and we might even advance some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Isn't that a philosophically radical thought, folks? Freedom. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call and toll free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's Become Vocal Local Host at centurytel.net. You can also contact me at host@oraclebroadcasting.com. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. So simple. Post Office Box, the old-fashioned stuff, you know, stamps and envelopes. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And a big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, all broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences. Thank you, gentlemen. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Gold and silver holding ground as the U.S. dollar and other indicators fluctuate. We'll talk about that briefly in our market reports. Initiative recall referendum. You may recall our broadcast on Monday. We'll go back and visit those issues in a little greater detail. Of course, we've got a grab bag of topics and news for you, and we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Friday, August the 7th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 1 hour ago. Gold was trading off at $4.70 an ounce at $958.30. Silver was up 24 cents, trading at $14.79 an ounce. Platinum was off of 10 bucks, trading at $1,251 an ounce. Palladium was flat on the day so far at $270. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning running 952.70 for a low, 966.40 for a high. At 958.30, of course that number has now changed, but at 958.30, gold was up $86.20 from a year ago for a 9.88% return on your investment. The boys over in London today, the members of the London Gold Market Fixing Limited, which consists of Barclays Capital, Scotia Macata, the Deutsche Bank, Societe Generale, and HSBC Investment Banking Group. The gold fixing boys set gold at $960.50 in the AM gold fix, and it'll trade somewhere in that vicinity throughout the day, and you can take that to the bank. In the equities, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 25 yesterday. We'll pick up the Dow and the other equities after this break. Look at this. We'll be right back.
It Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and of course we always have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Before we go back to the market reports, however, I've got a caller coming in here. Well, now they just dropped. Someone from that's got a UPS, it looks like maybe a UPS driver or somebody that's working in a UPS facility someplace has been calling in several times here. I don't know whether they're taking Oracle live on the road with them in their truck or whether they actually have a question or a comment, but if they come back up again, we'll go back to our UPS driver or whoever might be calling in. Going back to those market reports again, I have been looking at the screens here during the breaks, and what we're seeing is a definite uptrend in the gold today. It's over 963 right now and going up, so it may continue to rise higher. There's a lot of financial news out today, but let's go into that and finish it off. In the equities market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday off 25 points at 92.56. The NASDAQ was down 20 at 1,973. The Standard & Ocean Very Poor 500 Goldman Sachs Index there off 6 points, 997. The crude oil, you know, we've been hearing about crude a lot. Everybody's interested in crude oil. You know, right now it drops another 23 cents. It's trading at $71.71 a barrel. Certainly no bargain. Think back and remember when crude oil was trading around $35 a barrel. That was about the same time that gold was running between $350 and $400 an ounce. Funny how some things just seem to be currency no matter what. But anyway, we had heard earlier, before the summer, that many of the pundits out there were forecasting that by the end of the summer, crude oil should be running about $85 to $90 a barrel. You can see that at $71.71, it's not too far away from that, but it still hasn't gotten up as high as it might have, or perhaps will still yet. So we'll have to see. But crude, a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, running $71.71. The U.S. dollar index up 4 basis points, trading at 77.98. And that's causing a little bit of grief all around the place. But up on the Internet this morning, looking at Europe, a lot happening there, a lot happening in Asia overnight in the trading, a lot happening in the gold this past week. I've been entertaining guests and co-hosts, if you will, Vicki Davis and other guests this week. So this is the only day this week that I'm running solo. Kind of really like running solo. Gives me a chance to go where I want to go and talk and, spend as much time as we need to. But over the week, we've pretty well just had to hustle through the market reports. Take a little bit more time on that today. The foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar, lots of little moves in this baskets of currencies. As we say, that you're not seeing much when I tell you that right now the Canadian dollar stands at 93 cents U.S. If you're out in the foreign exchange market or if you're going on a holiday, going to a bank or something, or you want to get Canadian dollars for your U.S. dollars, you're going to be picking them up at 93 cents U.S. But in the greater scheme of things, if you're doing a foreign exchange trading with Canada, it's these points after the decimal that make a lot of difference. So right now the multiplier is 1.0806. The Mexican peso, those old centavos, the Mexican peso, running at 8 cents U.S. Usually, or for quite some time, the multiplier has been 13 and change. And we're now back into a place where we were almost 7 or 8 months ago, where we're below that 13 level. It's 12.9643 pesos per dollar. And that's up 0.68% or 68 basis points so far on the day. The euro, lots of action happening with the euro, lots of talk and flutter about the euro. Its multiplier is 0.6977. It still trades at $1.43, but those numbers have been changing again in the points after the decimal. It's off 14 basis points. The British pound trading flat this morning. Unusual. Very rarely ever see it unchanged from day to day. It's trading at 0.5965. That's your multiplier for $1.68. As I've been reporting the last couple of months, you've been watching as this British pound just gets stronger and stronger and stronger against the U.S. dollar. At $1.68, you're going to have to dig deeply into your pocket to buy British pounds or to trade in the British marketplace. The Swiss franc, heard lots and lots and lots of noise, lots of static on the Internet about the Swiss franc going down in value. It hasn't, but it's down 37 basis points today, 0.37, but it still stands at 94 cents U.S. in the bond market. Anybody that buys into these bonds is going to, really ought to have a checkup from their neck up, but the two-year bond is running at 1.31%, the 10-year bond is at 3.85%, and the 30-year bond is at 4.62%. Now, even at compound interest rates over 30 years, with all of the trillions and trillions that have been thrown into the marketplace, could anyone reasonably be enticed to buy a 30-year bond that was yielding 4.62%? All things aside, safety issues aside, smaller minimum risk aside, at 4.62%, you're losing probably twice that every single year that you hold this bond. And in the course of a 30-year bond, whatever you invested in that bond would have been diminished in purchasing power to just about squat. Can't believe the people would get in there for that. In the mortgage markets, 15-year mortgage today, unusual. 1 month ago it was at 4.89. Today, the interest rate is at 4.89. Of course, you're not going to be able to buy a 15-year mortgage for that. You'll have to pay the points and all the rest of that from your mortgage broker or your mortgage lender. But it's even on the month-to-month, no change. 30-year mortgages, moving up. It was 536 a month ago. It's 547 now. So the long term, the standard mortgage, people go out, they foolishly buy these 30-year mortgages. They're cheaper monthly. The payment is less. But when you figure out how much interest you pay in that other 15 years, you've got to be out of your mind to take a 30-year mortgage. But people do. But here, we're seeing that the price of mortgages are going up. The interest rate on mortgages is climbing. Had a lot of chatter yesterday on the internet with people thinking about or looking at the unemployment figures coming out for today. Here's an article off of Bloomberg. U.S. payroll losses slow. The unemployment rate declines. We'll start into this before we get to the break, and then we'll come back to it after the break. But this is an article written by Shobhana Chandra. We've read many of his or her articles in the past. The pace of the U.S. job losses slowed more than forecast last month, and the unemployment rate dropped for the first time since April of 2008. It says the clearest sign yet that the worst recession since the Great Depression is easing. This is some pretty specious writing, but it just goes to show you the gloss that's being placed on everything to keep the people thinking that we're getting in a better situation than we really are. As we go through this article, you'll see that the worst is still to come. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Thank you.
And we've returned once again, and we've been having some quite a few callers, it looks like, coming in this morning. Folks, you're just going to have to stay on the line. If you only hold on for just 30 or 40 seconds, you know, I can't bring you up. So if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome. Please do call back again. But remain on the line. Listen, it's okay. We're picking up the tab on this one. If you're calling on the 512-904-8014 number, I can appreciate it if you are picking up the tab. So I'm watching. But please realize that we don't have call screeners and stuff like that. This is all self-produced talk radio. Back to this article again. We heard a lot about these non-farm payroll report coming in today that was going to have a big effect on it. People that watch television and whatnot got all kinds of crazy discussion yesterday. What we're seeing basically is a lot of lip service and whitewash going on. As they say, you know, the liars figure, but figures rarely lie. And when you look at numbers, you understand how the numbers work. We can start to understand how we get hoodwinked by some of these specious reports. It always depends on what information you put in, you know, bogus information in, bogus information out. And so when you're looking at reports like this, you've got to know what was being included in the figures. But continuing here, this is right out of the article, right off Bloomberg. Again, the payrolls fell by 247,000 after a 443,000 loss in June. So you just add those two together, you know, you're looking about 700,000 jobs lost, payrolls lost in the past 2 months. That's quite a few. Certainly no reason for celebration. The Labor Department said today in Washington the jobless rate dropped to 9.4% from 9.5%. Now, you know, people, if you've been listening to all the various, you know, people out there talking, Robert Chapman and many others have been reporting on this and giving you the full meal deal, if you will, that the unemployment rate is far higher than that. But let's say that we, you know, just go down and run out some imaginary here. Let's say that in the year 2012, in January, the last employed person in America lost their job. Well, of course, that month, the jobless claims, the new claims, would be one, only one person. And so, you know, the stock market would go crazy, go wild. Oh, the recession is over. Everything is looking good. It's a complete recovery when really the absolute opposite had just occurred. The very last person with a job lost their job. So there was only one new jobless claim filed, if you're with me on that. So when you talk about the payrolls falling by 247,000, after 443,000 lose their jobs in June, a reduction in the number of new job filings may only be indicative of fewer and fewer jobs out there. So let's continue. Stock index futures jumped and treasuries dropped after the report stoked optimism for a recovery in the second half. And yes, indeed. I'm looking right now at the Dow Jones, and after the opening bell, it's a straight upward jump of about 70 points there. There's no question about it. They ring the bell, and bingo bango, once again, the numbers just head for the sky. Going on in the article here says, while the usurper's administration's fiscal stimulus efforts are projected to have a gathering impact on the economy, any rebound in hiring may be delayed as companies from Boeing to Verizon, from B to V there, continue to cut costs. Here's a quote. We have in motion a turnaround in the labor market, close quote. James O. Sullivan, a senior economist at UBS Securities LLC in Stamford, Connecticut, said before the report, quote, for a sustained pickup in consumption, we need sustained improvement in the job market, and hopefully that's in process now. So again, you look at this looking down your nose, high-handed attitude here. For a sustained improvement in consumption, consumers, you know, the consumer society. Maybe the people of the United States of America have woke up in the past year. Maybe they have stopped buying all the cheap Chinese plastic crap. Maybe they have done their homework on the internet and they're no longer buying all the Heinz food products in their plasticizer bottles. Maybe they're looking in the grocery store and they're flipping the cartons over and reading the labels and they're putting things back on the shelves. Maybe they've started to understand the difference between needs and wants. Maybe we're becoming less of a consumer mentality society. Maybe we're looking at these various and sundry products made in China and Korea and Taiwan and Mexico and Bolivia and wherever else they're all coming from. We're just simply saying, you know, I guess I really don't need that. What we really need to do is support Made in the USA, Made in America, by American. You're standing there at the grocery store and you're in the produce counter and you're fondling these avocados that come from Mexico or Honduras or something, or standing there looking at the bananas and you're wondering why you keep buying these foreign bananas and so on and so forth. Of course, we don't have any banana trees in America, so you're pretty well out of luck if you want to have a banana with your breakfast cereal. You pretty well have to buy one. But you don't have to buy them. There's other fruit out there. So let's go through the article a little further here. He says, 6.7 million, the latest numbers, brought total job loss since the recession began in 2007, December, to about 6.7 million people. Think about that number. Just kind of roll that around in your mind. 6.7 million people, there were far more than that, most likely. Maybe you just go 7 million people. You know, within a 100-mile radius of your house, do 7 million people live? Imagine with all of the people that lived within a 100-mile radius of your house, if they were all unemployed. Payrolls were forecast to drop to 325,000 after 467,000 decline initially reported for June, according to the median of 82 estimates in a Bloomberg News survey. So they were looking at a 325,000 number, and they get a 247,000 number. Again, liars. Figures rarely lie, but of all the experts thought that it would be much higher than that. You can only wonder who's been fudging with the numbers. The jobless rate was projected to rise to 9.6%, forecast ranging from 9.2 to 9.8, blah, 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 continues. Along with projected further increases in unemployment, stagnant wages and falling home values mean a lack of consumer spending will likely curb an economic recovery, analysts say. I didn't mention which analyst said that, but no matter how anal you are, you can probably understand the intelligence behind saying that. If the consumers don't have any money to spend, of course, they're not going to be spending. And as houses value continues, the price of the homes continues to fall because there's a glut of homes on the market and builders just keep building. We're not going to see any real recovery in any of that. We're all just kind of strapping into the seats a little bit and hanging on, seeing where this is going to go. Factory jobs. Today's report shows factory payrolls fell 52,000, the fewest in a year, after decreasing 131,000 in the prior month. Economists forecast a drop of 100,000. So the number that's being reported that caused the Dow Jones to just skyrocket is only half of what all of the economists forecast. Why such a wide disparity? Maybe 10% would be believable. Maybe even 25%. But 50%? I don't believe that number. I don't trust it. We'll be right back. It's Brett. It's this.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and rarely ever do this, but I am watching the tickers as it's live during the broadcast. And we can see that the Dow Jones is now running about 93.84. So it's raised almost 100 points since we've been on air for the last 30 minutes as a result of this information that I'm sharing with you right now. A lot of specious nonsense, but when they get away with writing this stuff and publishing it, it has a major impact in the marketplace, if you can imagine anyone being so foolish as to be led astray by this stuff, but apparently this is the stuff that runs the stock markets. Let's go into a little further here. Again, it says today's report showed that factory payrolls fell 52,000, the fewest in a year after decreasing 131,000 in the prior months. The economists have forecast, again, a drop of 100,000, so there's a disparagence here of a half, 50%. That decline came even as 28,200 jobs were created in the automobile industry. Now, you know better than that, folks. Anybody ever worked for the union? Anybody ever have a union job? Work union construction? You come into the holidays or for any other reason? You're out there working away, it's coming up on 3 o'clock, and here comes the foreman, and he's got a handful of envelopes, and he hands you one. He tells you got 20 minutes, clear out, get off the site, take all your tools, be gone. And they don't hate you. You probably were doing your job just fine. It's different than that. on the holidays. They don't want to keep people over the Thanksgiving holiday. They don't want to keep people over the Labor Day holiday. They don't want to keep people over Memorial Day or any other holiday where they're required to pay, so they just lay you off. And then after the holiday goes around, if you're smart, you stay in touch with your union hall, and you'll find that that same company will put out a call for carpenters, and if you show up on the job and you bring your tools, you could probably go back to right where you dropped your hammer and pick up work right there. So we can't really say that the decline came even as 28,200 jobs were created, unless there was really some new jobs created. Well, certainly, in the automobile industry with this Cash for Clunkers program, somebody's going to have to go around and inspect to make sure that these engines, the engines of these otherwise probably perfectly fine automobiles, has been destroyed. Isn't that the way it always works? To destroy utterly. Anyway, somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to process all of the paychecks, the thousands and thousands of people out there that are stealing, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, getting a $4,500 or more discount on a new automobile on the expense of the children of the future, unborn children, paying for these people to put their butts in a new car. But it continues here. And it says the improvement reflected the return of workers at General Motors and Chrysler Group LLC. Just what I said. Yeah, it's not job creation. It's just people coming back to work. That's not job creation. It's just a way of accounting. GM may have to cut more U.S. hourly jobs after an offer of buyouts and early retirements fell about 7,500 workers short of the reorganized automaker's targets. So they're going to cut out these same jobs, and it'll just be a matter of days, right, before they do that. Payrolls at builders fell 76,000 after decreasing 86,000. Now just think about that. 76,000 people. You know, I did a worked on a project, a huge project, building a complete ground, from ground up, from the woods to the parking lot, from finish, you know, from start to scratch, from scratch to finish. It was about a $23.2 million high school campus, brand new, with all the bells and all the whistles, two football stadiums, two baseball diamonds, two softball diamonds, running tracks, an Olympic running track system set up there, you know, with all the pole vaulting things and whatnot, the whole thing, groundskeeping buildings, vending services, you know, the concession stands for all of these sports pavilions, two side-by-side, full-size basketball, indoor basketball, you know, courts, side-by-side. Of course, they only had a few classrooms in the building. You could see where the focus was, but outside they had tennis courts in the whole 9 yards anyway. On that whole project, there were probably fewer than 100 men working. At any time, that would be the outside, I would say, including those of us in management and engineering. So you take 76,000 people unemployed in the building sector, if you will, and you're talking about a substantial reduction in the consumption of natural resources, in the consumption of building products. And so you take all of those carpenters and the engineers and the welders and the iron workers and the fitters and all of that, the electricians, you know, the laborers, the whole 9 yards. Every minute of the day they're using, they're implementing, they're putting into existence, I guess, or into circulation might be a better way of saying it, building materials. But behind the scenes, there's all those people's jobs that are necessary to create that stuff. Now, on that particular project and on several others that I worked on, all of the iron, all of the steel that was erected on those buildings, that was all imported from China. But even still, there were truckers that brought the steel in to the job site and so on and so forth. But all of the concrete block and all of the wiring and all of the equipment, most all of it, I can't say all of it, don't know that for a fact. But most of that stuff was made in America. And none of that would be being created. None of it would be being purchased or built into existence, you could say. So there's a lot to that. This continues. Financial firms decreased payrolls by 13,000. Well, I guess we could say boo-hoo to that. Too bad. Service industries, which includes banks, insurance companies, restaurants, and retailers, subtracted 119,000 workers. Why in the name of God do they put banks and insurance companies together with restaurants and retailers? Beats me. I thought they just talked about the financial firms. But anyway, all that together, they pulled out another 120,000 workers after losing 220,000 the month before. Retail payrolls decreased by 44,100. Government payrolls, on the other side, increased by another 7,000. Another 7,000 of these parasitical pukes, robbing Peter to pay Paul, crawling up your stovepipe, getting involved in your business, robbing you of your freedom and your liberty. Another 7,000 into government. How many of these are these building inspectors and green inspectors and green weenies out there? Glad handers, fee office holders, friends of the usurper's administration. How much of this reflects patronage? How many of those jobs were minimum wage jobs? How many of those were clerical jobs? And how much of it was just graft and corruption? What kind of payrolls and health benefits were these 7,000 people offered? Continuing, it says, today's report also shows that the average work week expanded to 33.1 hours. Whippy! Aren't you just absolutely tickled pink, folks, that the average worker in America doesn't have a full-time job? Whoopee! Increased to 33.1 hours. We've talked about that in the past, back in the 50s at this Princeton Symposium. They were looking at that. They knew that it was going to become increasingly difficult through the expansion of the Industrial Revolution and technologies to be able to keep people employed. The great challenge back in the 50s was looking forward into this time period to try and figure out what we were going to do with all of the people when they wouldn't be able to work a 40-hour work week any longer. They wouldn't have full-time employment. They wouldn't necessarily be earning vacations. They would not necessarily be earning benefits or retirement. Average weekly hours worked by production workers increased to 39.8 from 39.5. How would you like to be sitting there, tipping the balance on the fulcrum point? 39.8 hours this week, you're still not a full-time employee. Coming up from 39.5, it's like a crapshoot. While overtime held at 2.9 hours for a second month, the maximum amount of overtime anybody's pulling in is 2.9 hours. And you know that's probably out of management. Management gets their clock cleaned on a regular basis, too. They're expected to put in 60 hours a week for 40 hours worth of pay on salary. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again, going through an article here off of Bloomberg in regards to this U.S. payroll losses slows, the unemployment rate declines. This is that non-farm payroll report they're discussing here. Looking at the Dow Jones, we're now 93.61. We're up 125 points on this report. Big jump in the Dow Jones today as a result of this report. And how much honesty is there? How much accuracy is there in all of this? And what kind of irrational exuberance is being demonstrated right now when we talk about this financial house that we live within, so to speak, being nothing more than a casino, a rigged game? It's rigged against us, rigged against you for sure, no doubt about it. Average weekly hours worked by production and workers increased again to 39.8 hours. While the overtime held at 2.9 hours for a second month, that brought the average weekly earnings up to $614.34 from $1,611.49. $614.34 a week, average weekly earnings. That takes, to make an average, you've got to throw in the ones that are making $10,000 a week too, you know. And you got to make add in the ones that are on straight up minimum wage. But look at this average weekly earning across the board. You take that 614, multiply it by 52 weeks in a year, you come up with 32,000. Divided by 2080, that's 2,080 hours. That's the working hours in a year. You come up $15 an hour. That's twice minimum wage. Now, there's a time in my life when $15 an hour, boy, I was really cruising. I really got there. Of course, back in the 70s, I bought a brand new Honda Civic right off the car lot. $2,800 for $400 more for the time payments on the thing. For a total of $3,200, drove it home brand new. $3,200. That car was getting almost 40 miles a gallon on a regular basis, consistently. Drove it for 80,000 miles, only had to replace the left front headlight, and the only reason I had to replace the left front headlight was because it got hit by a rock. Automobile worked perfectly. No bells, no whistles, no frills. Naugahyde interior, black vinyl, if you will. Worked perfectly. $2,800, brand new off the lot. Had to make the big decision. I was going to buy an MG instead. Same price. An MG midget, beautiful little car, convertible, snappy looking thing. I finally decided I'd go with the Honda because it was front wheel drive and I wanted to go skiing. I wanted to play around up in the mountains. And it would be a lot more reliable there than the MG. And I didn't have a garage. So a convertible would have been kind of silly. Probably would have had to replace the top two or three times. But again, $15 an hour, that's what, twice minimum wage? Drop down through this report a little bit. It says, even so, economists predict that consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy, will be slow to gain speed. Wages and salaries fell by 4.7% in the 12 months through June, the biggest drop since records began in 1960. According to the Commerce Department, just adjust these wages, these numbers, to a global currency. Most of the people in the United States of America, the average wage, just twice minimum wage. What's the minimum wage in Mexico City? Remember, look at the foreign exchange rates today. You could buy Mexican pesos for 8 cents. How many pesos a day do you get working in Mexico City or out on in a rural area on a farm in Mexico? Or Bolivia, or Uruguay, or Paraguay, or Chile, Brazil. Lots of stuff happening in our marketplace here, folks. Here's a little bit more on that. Chicago-based Boeing, which is planning to eliminate about 10,000 workers or 6% of its labor force, has agreed to allow some machinists to volunteer for a layoff. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, boys, got to tell you, anybody today that would like to volunteer for a layoff, you can sign up on this chart. Anybody want to get laid off today? Emerson Electric, the maker of industrial equipment, will cut an additional 5,000 to 6,000 positions in the next few quarters. After it's posted its third straight drop in quarterly earnings, the longest stretch since 2002, the St. Louis-based company has already eliminated 20,000 jobs. Emerson Electric, you know, you've gone out and been to Walmart, Wally World, and other places, you've seen these little Emerson radios and things. Administration officials, including Lawrence Summers, share with you a little bit about who Lawrence Summers is. He's another one of these revolving door bad pennies. He's now the director of the White House National Economic Council. Kind of like Lawrence Summers reminds me of another man in history, American history, Bernard Baruch. I want to check out Bernard Baruch's record. Lawrence Summers seems to be paralleling a lot of that. Anyway, he predicts that most new jobs under Barry the Usurper's stimulus program will come only in 2010. Dang, how would you like to be sitting there at home with your head in your hand and wife and two children and get that kind of news? That we can't really expect any jobs in this country until 2010. How's this guy going to make it for the next 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 months? And his wife, and his kids, I hate to use that phrase, children, his young boys and girls. Less than 10% of the $787 billion plan, that's that stimulus plan, goes to job creation. Less than 10% goes to job creation this year, and the government still expects to save or create at least 3 million jobs. I mean, save or create 3 million jobs. Are we going to create these 3 million jobs the same way that GM creates 3 million jobs? By bringing 3 million people back to work? What about the rest of the people that lost their jobs? What kind of jobs are we going to create? Will they be like the 7,000 jobs added to the government payrolls in the last month? The unemployment rate may not peak until the second half of 2010, Timmy Geithner said on ABC last week, even as the economy shows signs of improvement. Well, just a little bit more to that article. I think it gives you an idea. Let me see. Well, what do you know? Now the Dow's at 9380 on this kind of news. Isn't it crazy, folks? It makes you just want to scratch your head. It certainly does me. I don't know how many of you know about it, but that little shrew Nancy Pelosi got an email in my email box from the listeners yesterday. Shows a picture of Nancy Pelosi's jet the government provides for, Boeing 757, I believe. And she uses that jet. She didn't like the smaller one they gave her. They wanted something bigger. This is a 230-passenger jet. And she uses that jet to fly, a little shrew, from Washington back home to California every week. It costs about $60,000 in fuel and wages to fly that jet from Washington, D.C. to California on Friday. And it costs about $60,000 to bring it back on Monday. She's running about $500,000 a year to trundle her sorry butt back and forth between California and Washington as the Madam Speaker of the House. Instead of taking an apartment in Washington and going home from time to time. Well, we've got people out there that are working for twice minimum wage and the highest unemployment figures in decades. What's wrong with this system? Apparently, there's no equity at the bottom. Only seems to be any equity at the top. Again, we can go back and visit this little chart that another one of our listeners brought to our attention. It's called the Houlihan Plan. The tools in the Houlihan Plan are being worked on you. This is five simple points. Number one is the collapse of the government's ability to provide needed services. But we'll have to pick up the rest of the Houlihan Plan on the other side. Lots more to come. Just kind of spent a little bit longer on that payroll report than I wanted to, but I think it's important. Be right.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. The first hour, we spent most all of it going through this non-farm payroll report, this U.S. payroll report. Now, I'm only relying upon an article off of Bloomberg by Shabhana Chandra. Didn't go and get the official full meal deal. That probably would have been more grim than I would have bared to stand, and you probably wouldn't want to sit still for me going through that. But just going back just briefly before we go back to this Houlihan plan and other issues, you know, look at this $31,928 a year, this $614 per week adds up to $15 an hour. And think of the example that I gave you back in 1978 when I was making about that $15 hour mark. My memory serves me right. I was living in an apartment in Seattle, nice one. I was paying, I think, $80 a month for that apartment. Bought a brand new Honda Civic for $2,800. Look at the difference. About 10%, less than 10% of the annual income. What's a brand new Honda Civic run today? I'm asking. Somebody want to tell me? Is it running $20,000? Are you meaning to tell me that by comparison, that the only people around here that can really even start to think about buying a brand new Honda Civic this year for cash or payments would be making about $200,000 a year in America? Even with your little $4,500 bonus stimulus cash for clunkers car trade-in, $200,000 a year income to be able to equal what we were doing in the 70s without a college education, just working my way up from an office boy and a drafter in an engineering company. And we got some real serious problems. Well, look at the Houlihan plan. I think it'll give us an idea of why we have some real serious problems. Again, there's these 5 points here. This came out back in Ronnie Reagan's time period. We used to call him Ronald Reagan's, R-A-Y-G-U-N-S. Ronnie Reagan's the great communitarian. I don't know why Republicans think of him so highly, but they do. But here's this Houlihan plan that came out. This was pointed directly at California first and the United States second. All of this convergence appeared at one time. The idea was to get Americans or to force Americans to accept this transformation into a different form of government. Here are some of these points. It's a collapse of the government's ability to provide needed services. Needed services, not wanted services, needed services. A crisis of major magnitude. You know, we always hear about all these crises. Got another one coming on us and at us in September, right? The hog sweats and squirts flu. Another crisis. A crisis of major magnitude. A catastrophe that has a physical effect on the community. We've talked over and over again about the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard task force. The whole idea of being able to somehow or another to protect ourselves from all of the vagaries of nature. Insect plagues, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, windstorms, fires, etc. We'll be back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Friday, August the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour. Coming to you live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Had a little trouble with the servers and other equipment over the week. Lost our Tuesday and Thursday broadcast with Vicki Davis to the archives and to the live audience as well on Tuesday. But nevertheless, we'll have her come back again next week. We'll go into the material that we had planned for you this week. I was trying to do a 5 days in a row guest week, but I canceled the guest for this morning. We'll start over that idea again perhaps next week. I hope you like the guests that I've been bringing on. We're going to have Daryl Eberhart come back with us again, time and again. But before we go into that, let's go back to the Houlihan plan and close this out. We've got much more to talk about today. Again, this third point, a catastrophe that has a physical effect on the community. We talk about all of these natural events, you know. The little G God man, who basically wants to thumb his nose at the creator of the universe and protect against everything that God can throw at you. And, of course, that plays right into the hands of the insurance companies. It plays right into the hands of the command and control structure, the infrastructure. But this was by design. You know, nothing happens in government by accident. This is all happening by design. And in many cases, the plan is very, very old, as we're going to learn as we study with Daryl Eberhart, get to have some of his understanding added to our mix, and we'll get into the Knights of Malta and the Jesuit Order and so on and so forth. Continuing here, It says the corruption of local officials. Now, that's why we become vocal local. We have to understand that for longer than many of you have been alive, there has been a plan at foot to so thoroughly discredit and corrupt local officials that they go along to get along. And through the educational process, even many of those with master's and doctorate degrees who work at local offices, whether they're assessors or whether they are county commissioners or mayors or whatever, you know, you're no better off than the education that you received. And if you were fed a steady diet of lies and misinformation and disinformation, why, you can stand on your body of knowledge and all of your hatched sleeves and your robes and your mortar boards and all of that and your parchment skin, you know, and your lamb skin probably as well. Well, I won't go any further with that. But you can stand on all of that and in total confidence say that you're doing the right thing because this is what you learned in school. And you know this to be truth because you learned it in school. And this is the best thing for people because that's what school taught you was the best thing in government. Thing you were supposed to do in political science. You studied it, remember. So again, we find ourselves stuck with this corruption of local officials and, finally, the high cost of government and the desire for a higher level of services, an unending supply of government services as we transform ourselves from this rugged individualism of our Puritan past and find ourselves deeper and deeper embraced suckling on the teat of the nanny state. So it's the directive of the change agents is to make the people willing to surrender their constitutional form of government, and I like to say a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, and to adopt the regional world government system. It's important for all of the citizens to be concerned about the Houlihan plan, entitled The Politics of Change and Local Government Reform, because the change agents are now working over the whole nation to subvert every facet of American standards. I appreciated receiving that in my email box. If you'd like to send me an email, I'll certainly read yours and respond to your questions if you have any. And if you send me something quality like that, I'll even discuss it on air. But you can send me emails at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVL, become vocal local host, @centurytel.net. And my little website, vocallocal.org, I pulled it down off the web, going through a process of learning. As soon as I'm confident that I know how to build a website and maintain a website, I'll put it back up with a chat room and everything. But I don't want to be dependent upon someone else to do that work for me. I want to learn how to do it myself. And so it'll take a little while for me to make that quantum leap. I'm kind of a troglodyte, new to the internet in many regards. Where do we go from here? We've been talking and visiting with Daryl Eberhardt again. And we do need to understand that when we talk about like the Cathars, the Albigensians, the Waldensians, do understand, go back and listen to our many days discussion of world civilizations with Edward McNall Burns, the author of university level textbook. Understand, wrap our minds around the development of all of these various oriental despotisms. A lot of people will talk about Lucifer and so on and so forth, and then they point to the Bible. There's only one verse in the Bible where that word appears, and it is considered by scholars to be a mistranslation in the King James Bible, and you'll find it. If you have a pencil and paper handy, I'll give you that reference so that you can be aware of it. But it's in Isaiah 14:12. It's a verse, 14:12. Here's what it reads. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Well, there's tons of exegesis you can read on that, but that's about the only place you're going to find it, folks. So we can talk about Lucifer and Luciferian and so on to our heart's content and blame everything on Lucifer. Now, these Cathars, the Cathars, were dualists, to be sure, And as I've continued to expand my study over the last few days into their understanding of things, they basically held that the creation was evil. Out of hand evil from one end to the other, having been created by this fallen one. And that then basically all flesh was evil. Everything is evil. And it was only through their process of perfecting, and they called themselves the perfect, it was only through this process of perfecting that they could transcend and no longer come back again as people. And so it goes back to the idea that the Orientals have about, what do they call it? It's not evolution. I'll think of it in a minute. Basically, you can just be born over and over again. You start in an ant, the Hindus are into that, and you work your way up, and finally you get to be a human. Reincarnation is what it is. Reincarnated as something else. So they figured that unless you're perfected, you never really have any opportunity to get out of this trap. We're just here trapped on this prison planet in creation, all things being evil. Well, that, together with the other Oriental despotisms, are and were and still are a real problem. We go back to this understanding of Martin Buber, the I-thou, the I-it concept. All of these various philosophies impact our governments and the
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, so we have returned. And once again, touching briefly on this idea of the Cathars, if you will. You know, yes, in fact, they were heretics in the eyes of the Catholic institution, in the eyes of the Catholic Church, and there were crusades waged against them. Major loss of life for a number of years. And it's horrific. As I shared yesterday, I really have very little empathy with this whole idea of coming in and asserting, taking putting to death, convert or die, that whole idea, this dominionist mentality. To me, I find it completely and wholly repugnant. It goes against everything that I understand and accept and agree with about the idea of freedom. Horrible. But to say that they're Bible-believing Christians is a little bit specious in that they didn't hold to the tenets of the Bible. Now, even at this time, the Bible, what is the Bible? You know, so many people, they've read the Bible. Well, that's great. You've read the Bible. And you've studied the Bible, and that's great. I think everyone should take some time in your life. Study that book carefully. It's influenced much. But after you've gone through that, or even before you've gone through that, for goodness sakes, take time to study the Bible. And it's different if you just put the definite article in a different light. But at this particular juncture, remember that the Bible that we have has gone through many translations, has passed through many filters, has gone through the canonization of the 66 books process. Originally, when the story, as the story goes, the 70 ribbies came down and in 70 days wrote, they didn't write the whole thing. They got underway putting together the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the first five books. But it was some time before the rest of it was all developed. Some time before the rest of it was written, in my opinion. But these Cathars looked largely at the most Gnostic of all of the books in the scriptures, John, and held some of it, but not all of it. So they picked and chose, and it upset the Catholic Church. Pope Innocent III. Wasn't very innocent, killed off under his call for crusade and financing and indulgence and all the rest of it, killed off large numbers of people. But this sort of stuff just continues and continues. And there was a general anathema against Jews at the time as well. But if you look at the word Jew and understand when and how late we got the letter J in wide circulation, you know, you look at Jacob as Jacob, Jacob, Jerusalem with a Y, Yahweh with a Y. Well, then you just put the Y to Jew and you get you, and you get usury. And it's one of the things that the Jews have done most in all of history. Usury. Moneylenders. They were moneylenders back at the time of the Crusades. They're moneylenders today. There was a general stigma against having youths do anything other than money lending, so they didn't have a lot of choice, but they got really good at it. So we shouldn't be surprised today when all the youths are still involved with usury. The Puritans, when they set up this country, it was quite some time before Catholics and youths were welcome here. When you go back and take a look at Virginia, chief of the 13 original states and one of the southern group of the United States. And look at the state flag, look at the state seal, both the obverse and the reverse of that seal. You see something rather interesting there. You see this, obviously a woman, wearing what appears very much like a Jacobin cap, with one breast bared, that goes back to the Isle of Lesbos, of course, with a spear in one hand, with the point of the spear down, and her foot is on the chest of a prostrate figure, no doubt a king, because the crown is there, you can see it, and then their state motto is Sic Semper Tyrannis, which translates apparently thus ever to tyrants. But it's that spear that you want to pay attention to here. and the Jacobin cap and the bared breast on the reverse of the state seal. Then you see three women, and they're all touching each other. But then you have the spear turned the other way around, turned with the point up, and covering the point of the spear is that Jacobin cap, and the figure in the center could be understood to be Lady Liberty. But this idea of the spear of destiny, Shakespeare, the spear of destiny, and this little Jacobin cap is a repeating phenomenon. But Virgin, Virginia, Mary, Maryland, all of that, the carols as the signers in the Declaration and so on and so forth, this was the infusion, if you will, of Catholicism into the colonies. And it's advanced. And we're going to find out a lot more about that next week on Wednesday and continuing as we continue visiting with Daryl Everhart. He has a lot of information. I only use this short segue to reinforce one more time that we listen to everyone, read anything, and believe nothing until we can verify it or prove it in our own research. Now, it's not always possible to do that. I mean, my goodness, we can't all take 16, 17 years. We just don't have the liberty. We don't have the opportunity. We don't have the time. So we do need to look for some credible sources. But if you just take it as a general principle that not everything that you hear is the truth, some things are obfuscatory. In other words, they hide. Some things are occulted. They cloud. Sometimes we're dealing with misinformation. Sometimes we're dealing with disinformation. And sometimes you'll get a grain of truth. But you will have to apply yourself to find it. And then you do need to develop a sense of discernment, to discern the truth. It's that natural suspicion, not necessarily to look on everyone in your life as liars, cheats, thieves, and steal, you know, deceivers, but just to understand that not everyone knows some of what you know because you listen to these broadcasts. And if you would extend to them the same courtesy and ask them to check you out, check out your testimony. Don't take what I say on face value. Check it out. Let's not condemn the messenger just because the message is unfamiliar. You know, as you work with people and you come across people, let them know. Encourage them to take up the staff a little bit. It's so much better to teach other people how to fish than it is to try and follow the socialist model of providing fish for everyone. Thousands of fish and thousands of loaves of bread and not a scrap of evidence to support the claims. Anyway, we also talked on Monday about this idea of recall, referendum, and initiative. And we oftentimes forget that these tools are in our toolbox. Here's a little bit as we come into the break, just to start an article on recall right out of the encyclopedia. The recall, or as it was formerly termed, the imperative mandate. The imperative mandate is a process by which the people, at their will, may vacate any office before the expiration of the term for which the person holding that office was elected. That's a powerful weapon in our toolbox, to recall this batard who has his jackboot on our throat. Recall them. Get them out of office. Right back.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All
at zero operating costs. The survival oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the survival oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, just kind of going through, walking through a variety of things in my mind here, just kind of recapping the week and trying to collect my thoughts here on this Friday. And, of course, if you have something you'd like to add, question or comment, you're welcome to call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. But we think about the Catholic Church. You know, the Catholic Church is a colloquy of some of the most peculiar things that you would ever expect to find housed under one roof, if you will, by people that would profess to follow the teachings of someone thought to be known as Christ at another time in another place. But the Catholic Church is an unusual collection. Of course, as we went through our study of the Oriental despotisms, and that's a phrase that McNall Burns uses, and I think he uses it well. He certainly supports his point of reference. We find that the Bible itself is largely a collection, another colloquy, of all manner and sundry of mythisteremia that was extant in the region in the centuries leading up to the time that it was actually written and promoted, put into circulation. But we're doing that still today. We continue to add information to our toolbox. But to have one group say that they have the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, well, understand there's been a lot of abuse of that universalist mentality. Many people have perished as a result of it. Many people have revolted against it and found it itself revolting. Many people have become atheistic or agnostic as a reaction to the promulgation and conversion by sword of that religion, that faith. And so, let's continue back here a little bit to the recall, because it's going to bring up some more of this find out how old this process is, the powerful tool that free people have to exercise a recall. Such, should any public official fail properly to perform the functions of his office or be guilty of any act indicating that he is unworthy of future confidence of the people, a reasonable minority of the voters may petition for his recall. The recall is not a new development, but has been found in Greece and in the government of the early Germanic tribes and in the United States, has been known since revolutionary times. Pennsylvania's delegates to the Continental Congress who refused to sign the Declaration of Independence, having been recalled and others sent in their place. We go all the way back to Greece here. The early Germanic tribes, you know, it was truly convert or die. As the people of Eastern and Western Europe went under this spell of Catholicism, even Christianity, their whole life changed as a result over the years, decades, centuries, the medieval period, feudalism, all of that. Their whole outlook changed. They started to look not at this life, but they looked at a future life. This life being nothing but despair, evil, brutish, short, hard, miserable, sinful. Always a future life. That's very handy. That's quite a nifty little system of control. That's a great way to put people under your thumb. To pump them for every moment of time and penny that you can pry off the dead man's eyes. Pretty handy little system. And those that wield that power are exceedingly reluctant to release it. But then we institute governments. What do we mean when we talk about undoing this early Germanic tribe, the customs, the tongues, the tribes, the creeds of the various people that were convert or died under this Catholic system? Well, there was a transformation from those feudal customs. A lot of feudalism is less grim than you think, if you'll study that system in detail. But it was basically convert or die. But what happened was is that they went from their customs, their tongues, their tribes, their creeds, their natural law, and they were brought into the subjection of canon law and lex civilis, the law, civil law of Rome. And that continued to spread. Even in the time, the writings of Sir William Blackstone in his commentaries on the laws of England, there was discussion in this, where we had the lex civilis and the lex mercatorio, the law merchant, the law of the sea or the law of the merchants, involved as well as common law, English common law, and other stuff thrown in there. Lots of these various and sundry different ways to control people, lots of different ways to control your lover, so to speak, coming into existence. We need to understand some of this stuff. Much of what we see in this Houlihan plan and the regional system of government and the global system of governance all harkens back to this Romish tradition. And it is rather handy or rather convenient, you know, that if the youth were banned or prohibited from doing menial tasks like being plumbers or being carpenters or being shipwrights or weavers or whatever, kind of handy that they were limited to just being users and moneylenders, isn't it? It's no surprise that they need to have so many Palestinians over there in that illegitimate box of rocks on the Mediterranean to do all of the menial tasks, all of the labor that's only fit for the chattel of the field, the animals, the goyim. Time changes, but institutions seem to remain long beyond their usefulness. Continuing here and dropping down a little bit further, It says that Article 5 of the Articles of Confederation gave to each state the power to, quote, recall its delegates or any of them at any time within the year and to send others in their stead for the remainder of the year. Whatever happened to that thought? Excuse me. You look at a congressman who signs on to or endorses Sotomayor, Sonia. I was going to read a little account about that. Maybe I will after the next break. But when your Congress critters are voting for these $4,500 bonuses to people to buy automobiles and other things, getting involved with H.R. 2749, is it? The Food Safety and Security Act? 2454? The Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 and all of the rest of this claptrap, H.R. 1, imposing these egregious heavy taxes and levies on a pound of tobacco, a cigarette, anything, of course, but a cigar. Perhaps it's time for us to exercise our power, become vocal local, and recall some of these stooges. The chief difference between the old and the modern methods is that under the former, the representative assemblies recalled the officers whom they had elected, while in modern times, this power of removal rests with the individual voter in the ballot booth. And so now you can understand why it's so important as we become vocal local to keep our eyes focused on that one principal office in most small counties across America, the county clerk. Sometimes they're known as the election authority, but whomsoever it is in your area that is in charge of those little black boxes, that would be the one office that should be pressured and replaced first. I would like to see all across America people wheeling the little black boxes on their garbage cans, called electronic voting devices, out from whatever storage building they're held in, into the public square and take a fire axe and drop them right down through the top of those electronic voting devices so that all of the parts and pieces shower into that garbage can that's conveniently provided below it that holds your ballot after the election. A garbage can. That's right. That was the big joke when our ACME representative came round about down here and sold our county clerk on electronic voting devices, even though it flies in the face of the Constitution for the state of Missouri that specifies that ballots shall be by paper or machine. An electronic voting device is not a voting machine. At the time that the amendment was added at the Constitutional Convention, everyone knew that the voting device or voting machine looked like the Iron Maiden.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth of our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we've returned once again for our last and final segment of today's two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Checking on the web there, I can see that this better-than-estimated jobs report, the non-farm payroll report, is doing its magic. Amazing, isn't it? How easily led astray people are, but we're looking at 145-point gain in the Dow right now. It's now over 9,400. Having started at 9250 this morning with no logical reason to improve. Talking about other improvements, stepped over to the other table during the break and pulled this up, something I wanted to share with you. And this is Sonia Sotomayor's horrid record on guns. Sotomayor ruled in the United States versus Sanchez-Villar in 2004 that the right to possess a gun is clearly not a fundamental right. Isn't that amazing? A judge. Sotomayor was part of a three-judge panel earlier this year which ruled in the Maloney versus Cuomo that the Second Amendment does not apply to the states. This makes her move more even liberal than the Ninth Circuit, which stated in the Nordyke case in April that the Second Amendment does apply to the states. Sotomayor, the mayor of Sodom, has held very anti-gun views even as far back as the 70s. Fox Cable News reported on May 28th that in her senior thesis at Princeton, I mean, not funny, isn't that where the skull and bones, maybe not, she wrote that America has a deadly obsession with guns, and that the Second Amendment does not guarantee an individual right to firearms ownership. That's true, in a way. Maybe next week I'll go into that a little bit in greater detail. But that's one of the reasons why I have shied away from the NRA and the GOA and all the rest of these gun rights groups. Because technically, Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with guns. Not really, not specifically. But it has to do with is the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It wasn't up until very recently that we even discussed arms as guns. Even in the early dictionaries and the encyclopedias that I have, there's a very clear distinction between small arms and arms. You see, the right of the people to keep and bear arms means that, and not just the heraldic aspect of that, not just heraldry, not just to have continuing families and all of that, but the right of the people to keep and bear arms, you know, to unfurl your staff and lead your all of the people from your manor against a wicked baron. Not only the heraldic aspect of it, but the right to keep and bear arms could be summed up in this way. If I were a Supreme Court justice, that whatsoever the prince has right to field against we the people have the right to field against the priest or the king or whatever tyrant it is that's trying to exercise their will over the will of the people in this constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. And that does not necessarily automatically confer to every Jew a 22 and to every Irishman a 44 Magnum and a fowling piece for dead movie actors. It's any arm, be it atomic, be it biological, any arm. Jets, helicopters, submarines, whatever the prince fields against the people, we the people have the right to field against that ignoble soul. But let's continue a little bit here. Another one of the powers of the recall that was well understood as late as even the 50s, before they started sanitizing all of the encyclopedias. This out of the Encyclopedia Americana, the 1951 issue, but I can assure you that there's no indication here in this article from any of the references given at the end of it that this was written any later than 1926. But the recall of judicial decisions was proposed by none other than Mr. Roosevelt in 1912. His idea being that the people should have the right not only to recall the decision itself, but to ratify or disapprove the constitutional principle upon which it was based. Now, when was the last time we the people ever had the opportunity or took the opportunity or exercised our right to ratify or repeal a Supreme Court decision where the decision of the court is final, the Supreme Court, the highest law in the land? I think not. Remember when we started our study of anarchism and we found out that an anarch was one that was opposed to and did not want to be ruled by an arch or an archist. At the time, there was a higher law understanding that there was something beyond the rule of the archons, the rule of the popes, the rule of the priesthood or the Knights of Malta or whatever you want to call them. There's a higher law, an overarching law. And unlike the dualists who believe that everything in creation is evil, I have not found creation to be evil. There are certainly evil elements within it. But once you step out of the ivory towers, come out of your Tower of Babylon, and begin to have a little bit of social interchange with the creation, you'll find that it's a most wholesome and wonderful place to be. And many of these antagonistic and murderous thoughts that we have when we're packed them and stacked them into dense urban populations where we've got nothing but industry teeming all around us and so much technological electronic frequencies permeating every fiber of our being, once you get out of there, all of that hatred and all of that prejudice just starts to fall away. Go up and sit on top of a mountain for a weekend sometime, folks. Go and sit down by a river someplace or a stream. Get out someplace where the air changes when you get into the proximity of running water. I don't remember exactly right off the top of my head what is causing that. It has something to do with ions or something. But it's an incredible experience. High up in the mountains at the outlet of a glacier-fed river or lake, There's just something there. You would expect at any moment to see a leprechaun or something. A different spiritual existence. So no, I don't agree that everything in creation or the creator of the universe is evil. Don't go there at all. And if that ticked off Pope Innocent, well, maybe he was ticked off or something justifiable, but certainly you could never justify the horrific crusades launched against people that didn't share his belief system. Disgusting. So then we have referendum. Here's another one. I'm running out of time. Don't have enough time to go into it really, but I'll just start it. Remember, there's these three, the recall, the initiative, and the referendum. Perhaps over the weekend you could go up on your browser and see what's happening in your state. Many states adopted the recall process, and several have the referendum as well. In the United States, it's the submission of the legislative acts of a representative assembly to the people for acceptance or rejection by popular vote. You can see how important that Help America Vote Act of 2001 was. To control that ballot box meant everything to Jorge Bush and company. To get Sandra Day O'Connor, I think it was, to give Jorge the nod over the Electoral College. All of this idea of taking away our right to vote. But as we found out in the beginning of the week when we visited with our guest, even that, there's a possibility. If we could get some honesty in all of this, even that might give us an opportunity if we could use electronic voting honestly and go to a proportional representative system. We might even have greater power. So there's lots of things we can do. But do have a good weekend. Until Monday, have a great one. I'll see you then. Bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.